And now, the Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
I got Chris Norton, a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, joins us. And he is at the Redondo gym tonight. Chris, I know that you are. You told our producer you had your workout session, and we don't want to interrupt that.
No, Phil, just I want you to know I'm very appreciative of you having me on your program. But I generally do a 20 minutes of weights, and I do aerobics every hour of the day. So. It's just that I can do this because I finished my workout early, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, the idea that you have that we want to share with our listeners is the Millennium Singles Directory is a new way on the Internet of hooking singles up. And it's based upon a couple of new ideas and some of it your own experience. Now, you're a single guy. How old are you?
I'm 28.
And you work as a telemarketer?
Well, I work as a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company in Redondo Beach, California, but I'm also... interested in the film business, producing, directing, acting. I've got a fairly, probably the largest collection of adult films on the West Coast. And my area really is adult film, erotic film, and that. But this doesn't have so much to do with that as it does with, single men and single women meeting each other and having a successful dating experience.
All right, this came after you broke up with a young lady and you realized that young single people need more information about each other if they're going to base their relationships, if they're going to have an extended relationship with each other, correct?
That's true, and the idea came to me, the idea came to me after I had broken up with a young lady who I'd been seeing. She had a lot of issues with being in a relationship. I mean, we enjoy each other sexually and sensually, but she had a lot of issues.
Such as what?
She was very temperamental. This is not something I'm used to personally with women that I date. She flirted with other guys a lot. She dressed inappropriately. I am used to women who are fairly, pretty devoted to me. I mean, I don't want to be egotistical, but I am... I am very good looking. I mean, women have told me I'm very good looking. So why, when you're with a woman who is flirting with other men and is acting in a loose, very loose manner, I couldn't understand it. So finally, I felt there was some issues that she had. And rather than just say, it's not good between us, I wanted to find out the issues. And we did some dancing one night. We had some drinks. I knew I needed to find out more about her, and it's kind of funny, Phil. She likes a drink called an Easter egg, if you've ever heard of it.
What's it called?
It's a drink. It's called Easter egg.
What is that?
Well, an Easter egg is a combination of curacao, creme de menthe, I think, and milk. It's a pretty unusual drink, but she loves to drink an Easter egg. And so she had a bunch of those, and finally, I kind of got it out of her what apparently happened. Her father had molested her.
And this girl had been molested by her father.
That is correct, yeah. And it was a shock.
So her behavior was very loose around other men. She was...
Yeah, and this is, for a lot of guys don't know that, but when you're with a woman who's loose... And acts in what some people call it, a slut, as a slut, or not. And I don't mean to characterize her.
Yeah, I mean, this is a girl that's got some very serious trauma in her past.
Well, that's true. And so it came as a shock. And there's people here. I got to move away from one of the machines. It's a bicep machine. I'm going to get on. Go ahead. So finally, it was a shock, but it was finally the piece of puzzle. Was put together as to why she was behaving that way. And so the next day, that's when I got the idea for the directory. That's called the Millennium Single Directory, or some of the guys call it the No Spank Bank Directory. But it tries to take a humorous look at the challenges that face people who date.
I'm talking with Chris Norton. Chris has got the new Millennium Singles Directory, which helps young people hook up in singles. Because it gives what, background information?
That's correct. It's trying to take a humorous look at the challenges faced young people who date. It's a respectful listing of the names of women. In my case, the idea that I got it lists the names of women who had childhood trauma if they've been molested. And those are most probably not good women for a long-term relationship.
So you're in this directory, you've got the names of women that have been molested?
Yes, sir. And based upon my experience, based upon experience of other men that I know.
So you're avoiding...
Yeah, because these women who have been molested tend to...
Understand, Chris, that we're talking about a serious trauma visited on a girl, a child.
I understand, yeah.
And you're saying that these women don't make good...
Well, they're not good dating partners. They're not good dating... I mean, they're good for a night because they are loose. But
what are you saying? They're good to have sex with for one night?
Well, but I'm just saying they're not good for long term. So these are women, you know, and I'm sorry that, and we are all sorry that they got molested.
How's the website being received? Because the ones... This doesn't sound like there's a female point of view, you know what I mean? It sounds as if there's just for men.
But I mean, well, we need to let men know. That was the first thing I needed to do, let men know. If a woman is acting whack or crazy or what we call, you know, the slang term is hosemaster, which means that she's good in bed, but she may not be a good relationship, a hosemaster, then we're talking about
hosemaster is an insulting term, though.
No, I not in the way we use it, though. It just means most likely she got molested, and you want to avoid that.
All right, our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Chris Norton about the New Millennium Singles Directory, a directory of names of people that it gives a little bit of background. Now, what you have here, though, Chris, is a listing of the names of women who have been molested. What about the idea that this is a violation of their, you know, of their privacy?
About the what?
About a violation of their privacy.
Well, that is something that we weighed into it, and I've talked to a number of my friends, Steve Brenner, Bob Brainman, Jim O'Doul. Jim O'Doul is a bartender here at Rusty Pelican, here up the street from where I'm working out right now. These are all friends of mine who have been with women who they said were yes for one night of sex. It was the sexuality was good, but over the long term haul, these women was not good relationship partners because they were loose and did tend to be. And I don't want to use the word slut, but
let's just say that they're promiscuous.
A lot of the guys that read our website don't know, you know, I don't want to use a lot of what I call $5 words, you know.
All right, well, promiscuous is a woman that's loose.
I understand that.
But the website, you haven't addressed a couple of things here, and this is what I want to ask you more about. These are young women that have suffered a childhood trauma.
When you get molested,
just hold on for a minute. And you're listing their names for men to avoid?
That is the number one reason, yeah, because...
What about women who want to find out something about men?
The first phase of the website has been rolled out. The New Millennium Singles Directory's first phase is to address the issue that faces a lot of single men. What do you do if you meet a woman who is acting, I mean, you said
promiscuous.
Promiscuous. What do you do? Most probably she'd been molested, and that's why...
And the term, you guys call it the No Spank Bank Directory. That's not very respectful, is it?
No, but that was a slang term that Jim Beeman made up, who's a friend of mine, is a bartender at Rusty Pelican. Steve Frazier is another friend of mine, and Bob Brainman. All these guys got together, gave me the list of names of women that they found out got molested, and You should understand, Mr. Mayor. I recognize that this is a trauma, like you said, and
it doesn't sound to me like there's any sensitivity for the women.
No, there is sensitivity. The sensitivity is to say, here is your name and the fact you got molested, and that helps you in avoiding men who are still in the wheelhouse of their sexuality. I'm a young man. I'm 28. Steve Brainman, or Bob Brainman's 27. Steve's, 28, 26. Jim O'Doul. We're all in the wheelhouse of our sexuality. And so these young women who have had a molested or had a molestation will
know to avoid you guys?
And we would know to avoid them, yes, sir.
All right, we're talking from the Redondo Gym to Chris Norton. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, the new Millennium Singles Directory, listing the names of women who have been molested as children. Is that correct?
Well, you don't know when. I mean, I found out.
And by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, Chris.
Yeah.
You found out from this young lady that she had been molested by, basically, you went out with her and bought her a lot of drinks. Is that it?
Well, it was the only way I was going to find out what was going on. So I asked her, I said, I've never had a woman in my life be, not slut or promiscuous like you were saying, and I want to know what's going on. And at first she was not, telling me, but she likes to drink what's called an Easter egg, which is this drink. And
so you bought her a lot of Easter egg drinks, and she told you?
Yes, sir, yeah.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I don't know that I'm 100% appreciative of a so-called singles directory that will alert a man as to whether a woman as a girl was molested and therefore does not make good dating long-term relationship material. But that's what this website proposes. Chris Norton is our guest, a telemarketer and aspiring film director. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Climb on it all night.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
No, he doesn't make fun of him already.
Well, hold on for a minute. You got a friend of yours, Bob Brainman, who calls it the No Spank Bank Directory. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with me as we talk about the New Millennium Singles Directory. This is from an experience you had with a young lady who you said, quote, acted whack and crazy and was a hose monster. And it turns out that she'd been molested by her father.
Look, Mr. Henry, first of all, I understand how serious this is. And
well, there's a level of sensitivity that you got to have to this. This is a horrific trauma that is visited on a girl, not a woman, a girl, a child. And it's bound to affect their behavior.
Exactly, sir. Exactly. And
okay, why don't you say exactly what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, if she is screwed up, in the head, why, don't you think men have a right to know that? See, that's all I'm saying. Men have a right to know if she's been touched. So when she starts screaming at you, one night and telling you that you're a piece of you-know-what or you're a mother, effer or whatever, that I can say, well, okay, I get it. You were touched. Your dad fondled it. So, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
So you're saying men have a right to know this?
Absolutely, they have a right to know it. And why not publicize it so that men can say at least, okay, I won't date you because I don't want to, get you any more, I don't want you bugging on me. And number two, maybe you can find a guy who's more able to deal with the fact that your father, climbed it, or climbed on you. And so that's how I have approached, the New Millennium or the No Spank Bank. And that's how we are approaching website.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We talk about a man has a right.
Well, that's the whole thing. Men have the right to know it, too.
All right, let me go over to Allison. Allison, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, I already answered that. You got anything else?
I'm appalled at this guy right now, how he's talking about women.
Yeah, but you keep asking people how they're doing.
You are appalling to me right now. How could you say that about women who's been molested by an adult male.
Don't I have a right to know?
No, you don't have a right to know.
So she just comes into my life and starts acting squirrely, and I got to accept it. No,
no, you don't have a right to know that, because that's personal.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, do,
that's
because,
personal.
Yeah, no, I do, because I'm not going to have her in my life if she's acting crazy.
You know what? That is personal.
I don't care.
It's personal until that woman decides to tell you.
I got a great idea. Why don't you ask me how I'm doing?
All right,
I don't want to know how you're doing, because
you
are appalling to me.
You asked me two times.
You are appalling to me,
sir. You asked me two times, ma'am, how I was doing. And I'm just
how could you discuss a topic like that concerning a woman and putting her on the internet?
I don't want some whack job climbing on it.
But how could you do that? Because it's not her fault that she was
that. I just told you. I don't want a whack job climbing it.
That is not a whack job.
What do you mean climbing it?
If a male,
look at whether it was her fault or not.
If she's molested, it's not her fault.
All right, it's not her fault, but still. My direct
not her fault that she was molested in that manner.
I know, but my direct rate protects men from dating a nutcase.
Let's not call him a nutcase, okay?
Well,
are disgusting.
Lady, you're
how could you even say that about women?
You know, you're so stupid.
Especially when a male decides to do that to her.
You're so stupid.
And then
she's I gave her
five, six,
egg.
Or seven, has no inclination of what's going on with her. How could you even do that to her?
Because I have a right to protect men.
All right, look, we've answered and asked the same question over and over again.
And I'm telling this lady I got a right to protect men.
Well, that's how you see what you're doing. You're protecting men from, quote, a
nutcase. How could you protect a man from that?
Because
how
I'm telling him not to.
Because
all right, Allison, thank you. Jesus.
Look, the Millennium Singles Directory will keep dirty women away from innocent men.
Let's see, this is the thing. You're using the term dirty women. What do you mean dirty women?
I don't mean that.
Why, because they were molested?
No. You have to let me express it. First of all, if I'm a young man and I have a high level of sexuality and I am interested in having sex, okay, so I hook up with a woman who was molested. And
what do you mean molest?
I mean molest.
You mean molested?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. She has been through the molestation, and that's bad. What I'm trying to do is protect men from
dating that woman, so that they're not in a relationship with what you called a nut job.
Yes, sir. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And it's not a judgment on the women's.
Well, when you use a term like hose monster, no spank bank directory.
Those are all slang terms that was made up by Bob Brainman. But I told Bob, he put it up there, and I told him not to do it.
Well, whoever Bob Brainman is, you need to get him off of your website, because when you use terms like hose monster and no spank bank and these other terms that I've been hearing here, it sounds like you're denigrating the women.
Well, you do have to let the men know that there is a possibility that if they date a woman that has gone through the fondlings, and you meet her years later, and she expresses an interest in climbing it.
I don't know what you mean by climbing it. So are you talking about sex?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So if she expresses interest in sex, you'll know through the Millennium Single Directory, No Spank Bank Directory, that she did go through I'm pretty nervous after that last lady.
Molestation.
Yes, sir, the molestation.
All right, Chris Norton joins me here on our newsmaker line from Redondo Beach. The number is 1-800-449-8686. Boy, our producers work overtime to get us the interviews, but this guy, he's got a website called Millennium Singles Directory, the No Spank Bank. If a woman's been molested, they put her name up there. It protects men from going out with a, quote, nutcase, end quote. He says it is not intended to humiliate women. It's intended to protect men. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray is on the line with us as well with Chris Norton. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, Margaret and Chris, you're there?
Yes, sir.
Margaret, what was your review of this website?
Well, I think there's a way of articulating this that is a little bit better, I think, than the job that Chris is doing right now, Chris, which is no criticism of you. It does protect men from women who may have emotional issues that would jeopardize a relationship.
Well, see, that's the point I'm making, you know.
Well, what has been the response of women to your website?
Well, I can answer that.
Go ahead.
Most women are very, very supportive of this from the standpoint. It makes sense. It's not anything that women actually would encourage each other to do, but I think they understand that it makes sense.
Yeah, and the other thing, Mr. Henry, is that no women that I've been talking to who are against it are able to make no argument about it because they're not. The women who oppose the new Millennium Spank Bank directory are not, you find they're not the most intelligent.
Phil, to follow up on that, women who are opposed to this website are generally women who have had this trauma.
Yeah.
And just let me finish this, Chris, this one thought. They are generally women who have had this trauma, and they don't want men to know this truth about them because, obviously, the man comes into the relationship with this information. Informed is forearmed. Forewarned is forearmed, as they say. And a lot of these women...
They want to put one over on a man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they want to...
What do you mean, put one over on a man? I mean, look at the women who are opposed to this website, the ones that I've been hearing from tonight, are women that think that this is confidential.
Yes, but those are the very women who have had this.
Yeah, so those are the ones that have been molested. And so they're the ones... And it's bad what happened to them. It's bad. There's no doubt about it. But they're the ones that will say, I don't like it. And I'll say, well, why? And then they trip on the doorstep of dumb. You know, they fall into the house of stupid. They've tripped on the doorstep of dumb.
Well, Phil, he's quoting a book by Dr. Bernard from the University of Tampa when he talked about the house of stupid. It is, that had nothing to do with molestation.
I've never heard of this book.
It had nothing to do. What it had to do with was, people who live in the house of stupid are people who, and he used that term, they've tripped on the doorstep of dumb. What that means is they're not able to articulate their point because there is nothing, there is a vacuum between their initial outrage and their ability to make an argument. Their initial outrage is here. Let's say their initial outrage is Earth, and their ability to make an argument is the moon.
Yeah, in between, so like a large vacuum.
In between is a large vacuum, yes.
Doctor who?
Bernard. He wrote the book Living in the House of Stupid. And the book was about not being able to use reason to argue with people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Chris Norton is Margaret Gray on the New Millennium Singles Directory that lists the name of women who've been molested so that you can avoid having a relationship with them. I still don't see the sensitivity here, Ms. Gray. And you're a woman.
Absolutely, Phil. As I said, most women don't like the tenor of the website, but they understand its need.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Penny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment about what the lady had just said about women who would oppose this tend to be probably not intelligent.
Well, they don't
maybe
really
that
have an argument.
To them.
Yeah, they can't
I
make an
like
argument.
I would like to say that I am a very intelligent woman.
Uh-huh.
That never happened to me ever in my life. My father is a very stable part of my life. I was never molested. I think that this website infringes on the privacy rights of women. That is a very sensitive matter and is not something that should just be broadcasted to everybody.
Do you have a problem with the use of the term hostmaster?
Choose whether or not she discloses.
Hold on for a minute. What did you say, Chris?
Just because someone has been molested does not mean that they're crazy.
Hostmaster.
They may have emotional issues, but it does not mean that they're crazy.
Yes, Penny, this is Margaret. What did you say, Chris?
I just want to know if the lady had a problem with the term hostmaster.
Well, I have a problem.
It's pretty nasty.
I have a problem with that term, yes.
Well, what is a hose monster is who? A woman that's gone through this horrifying trauma as a child?
And I mean, so this what is the man who did that trauma to her? You know, you're protecting men, but these men, men are the ones who did that.
They should be arrested. They should be arrested.
Well, yes, they should be arrested.
But that's got nothing to do with the men who are innocently having a cocktail and see a woman who has putting out some sexual energy, and they wind up getting into a relationship with her, only to find out that she's not a nut job, and now they're stuck.
Well, you can always break up with her.
Yes, but when you break up with a woman like this, Phil, there is a separation anxiety. These are the women that tend to razor your furniture apart or leave a severed cat's head on your front seat. These are...
Oh, my God.
Well, that's like the Fatal Attraction movie. It's the same thing.
So what you're saying is women who are the Fatal Attraction types were molested?
We do find that in the literature, yes.
All right, Penny, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Melissa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Hi. Women who have been molested are not the Fatal Attraction type. Okay, I am 26 years old. I've been in a relationship with a man for 6 years now, and we have a nice, normal relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the ladies say.
Say that again, Melissa. You have a nice wife?
I said, people who have been molested are not Fatal Attraction psycho. All right, I was molested when I was a child, and I would not appreciate my name being on there because I went through counseling, and I know how to deal with that. And I know that a man I'm dating now was not responsible for doing that to me back then.
But you recognize, Melissa, and first of all, my condolences to that terrible trauma. Most women have not received the kind of intensive counseling and shock. Did you have shock therapy?
No.
Why would she have shock therapy?
I'm just trying to find out prescription was, what the therapy was.
It was just regular counseling.
Could I ask the lady, did you go to a counselor?
Yeah, it was just regular counseling.
Was it in a mall?
Yes.
Oh, well.
What do you mean in a mall?
She went to a counselor in a mall.
In a mall?
In a mall?
No, like I thought you said in a home.
Oh, where was the counselor at? Was she in a mall area or is she in a strip mall?
The counselor was a private counselor in her home. It was
it was in the home. She didn't. All right, so it wasn't a strip mall.
What do you mean a strip mall?
I'm just trying to determine. A lot of these people who are counselors, one day they're a counselor, the next day they're working at a pet store.
I went to a certified counselor, a therapist.
And you do you ever wonder where you're, are you in a relationship, are you married to the man?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'll see you right there.
Well, no, wait a second.
Your man of 6 years, if I could say this, Melissa, may, and I don't want to say nothing, but he may not be happy with your relationship. However, he won't leave you.
If he wasn't happy, then he should have spoke up. We've been together 6 years.
Yeah, but if he speeds up, then you go psycho on him and pour.
You know what? After 6 years, he would know me well enough to realize that I would not go psycho on him.
How can the man be sure, though? A lot of it...
Wait a minute. Are you saying the man that's in a relationship with Melissa is so petrified of leaving her, that's why he hasn't?
There is that modality in the literature that we've discovered.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. She just made a very good point here. The man knows her well enough...
I'm not saying that they don't have a wonderful relationship. By the same token, there are some men who are scared and... Excuse me, Melissa, for using this very colloquial term... But there's six shades of you-know-what are scared right out of them, thinking of leaving a woman such as yourself because they're afraid of the severed goat's head on their seat, of the calf's blood pour. Do you know the crazy things that happen to men?
Melissa, you sound...
It's unbelievable. What you are saying is unbelievable.
No, you know as well as I do what's happened to men.
Women who do that have a lot more problems than just being molested when they're a child.
My God, what could be worse? What more of a problem could you have than that horror that's visited on a young lady? And I'm simply saying to the women who've been molested as young girls to try and not scare a man so half to death that he won't leave you for fear he'll have his throat slit.
Or have a slut slit his throat, you know, that's...
Okay, very funny.
Being molested when you're a child is not the end of the world. Women get help to deal with this situation.
Agreed,
you know,
Melissa.
It's not,
and there is a sensitivity.
Life goes on.
Yeah, there's a sensitivity that all men have to have who are involved with women who are bold enough, who are brave enough to share that with their man so that he understands what it means.
Yeah.
I just listened to Mrs. Gray said, are you afraid of having a slit your throat? And I thought, well, that's kind of a Freudian slip. And then I thought, that's a Freudian slit. And so a lot of this is tied together.
All right, hold on for a minute. Melissa, thank you for your call. 1-800-449. What is he talking about? 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Chris Norton and Margaret Gray on the New Millennium Singles Directory to list the names of women who've been molested as children so that men can be forewarned about relationships with them. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I should read the book.
This is interesting. Ms. Gray, you said that Mr.
Well, she's basically, she's calling me stupid.
No, I said Dr. Bernard's book, Living in the House of Stupid, would be a book for you to read because there is an articulation problem that I think you have. And Phil,
I'm trying to warn men about these nut jobs.
That's what I mean. And Phil, look, this gentleman, Mr. Norton, I understand his point of view, but he's sort of stupid. I don't.
All right, hold on for a minute. I'm going to get some more phone callers on here because I got Gina on the line, who my screener tells me might agree. Gina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
Actually, I just wanted to make a statement with regards to how the way that he's presenting himself, it can be better handled here. The idea is a good one.
Yeah, thank you. I mean,
okay, the idea is definitely
is
a good one. I want to say this, though.
Uh-huh.
I was molested when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
5 years old, not by my father.
Oh, God.
But I have
so
two young boys.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yes.
I have two young boys, and the idea that he's trying to get across, I have to say this, it's a very good one. I just wish that you would have maybe considered how you were going to articulate it before you got on the radio, honey.
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
It's very important
that men know
what to expect
from
a woman when they're with her. But I think by talking to a doctor or a psychiatrist and then placing something on your website that explains might be the kind of physical reactions you might get from her or her vocalizing.
Well, we're communicating to young men between the age of 18 and 30 who are sexually active and go into bar, into the cocktail lounge. And so we use terms that will be, relate to be good to relate to, like hose monster or...
I find that very degrading.
Actually, that term doesn't bother me at all because
uh-huh.
to me it just presents the mentality of the individual using it.
It's a put down, is what that is.
Well, I'm trying to communicate to the men what I expect.
So you say
that
to expect a hose monster.
The biggest problem here too, though, is that not everybody that was molested is promiscuous.
And by the way, it's hose monster, not hose mosser. You know, you have a speech impediment of some kind.
I don't have no speech impediment. Well, look, everyone's coming down on me because I'm trying to...
No, I'm not coming down on you. What I'm saying is I think there's a great way for you
to utilize
this website in order to assist other men.
If a woman has been molested before she climbs him, don't you think he should know about it?
See, that's what I mean, before she climbs him and...
Well, are you saying, Mr. Norton, that you're using these terms to relate to young men?
Yeah, men who are accessible.
All right.
I can understand that.
All right, Gina, thank you so much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take a break. We're on with Margaret Gray.
See, you're an idiot.
No, I'm not an idiot.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us, and Chris Norton on the New Millennium No Spank Bank Directory. These are terms that denigrate what a woman has been through, but basically his directory alerts men to the young single women who've been molested so that they're not, quote, handcuffed to a nut job, end quote. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The whore. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is
Martin,
back.
Martin, you were saying, and I know this is tough for you, but you were, as a girl, you were molested, weren't you?
I was, Phil. by a relative of our family, and so I know a little bit about what Chris is saying. I was involved in a relationship with a young man when I was young, and I became very obsessive of him. When he broke it off, I actually got the keys to his car. Now, this was a brand new Ford Mustang that I drove. I took this car and drove it down to a public pool that we had in our town, which was Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I drove his car into the pool. I just parked it in the deep end of a pool, and I swam out.
This guy's brand new car.
Yes.
I'm so sorry about your...
Oh, I'm married to a wonderful man now, a much older man, and things are a lot better.
You drove the guy's car in a pool. That's his.
Not into his... What did you... Into his poo.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wayne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Wayne? All right, let's go to Tammy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Or I guess this is... Who is this, Tammy or Wayne? Tammy.
Tammy?
Yeah, go ahead, Tammy.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm just really appalled that this subject is even being talked about. I can't believe that someone would put the names of women on a website that have been molested. I mean, there's a lot of things that people go
but
through.
But this lady just said... This lady said she drove her man's car into the poo.
I didn't drive it into the poo. I drove...
I know. You said poo.
Pool.
That's what I say.
You said I drove it into someone's poo.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?